seduciendo a DJ Ceviche.
Pero ven acá, muchacho, ¿y para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar a todas pa' un VIP, un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, ey, que sonríe.
Good afternoon. It is now 4:07. I'm your host, DJ Ceviche, better known as Navy Seaman Apprentice Anthony Garo. And I have Anna in the studio with me this afternoon from Stars and Stripes. How are you doing today, Anna?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you today?
I am doing good. I can't wait for this interview. So now, up next, we'll be talking more about Stars and Stripes. Stay tuned to hear more from Anna when we come back. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. So I'm back with Anna, and of course, we have a lot of great things to talk about this afternoon. So the first one is all about medieval villages in France. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about how you can travel and visit a place that's well known around a popular Disney movie?
Yeah, so this village is a beautiful village in that we're going to, you know, call out some parents. And if you are thinking about visiting anywhere and you're keeping your kids in mind, maybe consider this place. So we are talking all about the Alsace region. And this region is beautiful. It is filled with quaint villages and castles. But this region is actually inspired the movie Beauty and the Beast. So if you want to experience this for yourself, maybe plan a visit to this village called Saint Hippolyte. So today's topic that we're actually talking about is a volunteer submitted story about her family trip to the region of Alsace. And she said that there's beautiful buildings and there's flower pots to be seen every 5 feet. And I think of that and I'm like, wow, we really are in a Disney movie.
Really?
Yeah. But she talks all about how you can actually visit this castle in Saint Hippolyte, and it is kid and stroller friendly. But what's crazy is that there are castles on every single mountaintop in this region of France. But what's even crazier is that almost all these castles are actually ruins.
That is wild. So just like a Disney movie, huh? What else can you expect here?
Yeah, so if you want to, you know, if you're thinking about going here and you're like, oh, is it actually worth it? It definitely is. And if you have some kids that are fully involved in the Disney world, go here and you can actually see some places that really do remind you and bring you right into the movie of Beauty and the Beast. There are colorful French houses that look like Princess Belle would be there, or even Gaston's Tavern, which could be fun for anyone. But if that's not any of your cup of tea, there is always the wonderful time of when you're traveling and trying some specialty foods of that region. And here is no exception. There is a fun little sweet treat called the Kugelhopf. I'm guessing you haven't heard of this, have you?
No, I have not. What can we find at the Kugelhopf?
Kugelhopf. Yeah. So it's described as a slightly sweet and yeasted bread with raisins. Not my first choice of dessert, but
yeah, no raisins.
I don't know. Maybe it is good. It kind of reminds you of something else that Sicilians do for Christmas as well. But France, visit the Alsace region, try a Kugelhopf. And our author of this article said, maybe try it with some brie cheese and maybe you will enjoy being in France. But if you want some more inspiration and if you want to learn more about our author's trip and how to visit this village, check out this article and read more for free at our community website, as always, at europe.stripes.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Anna. Stay tuned to hear more from Stars and Stripes when we come back. All right, Anna. Now that we talked about France, we're traveling to another beautiful place, which is, of course, Malta. I'm so interested to hear about the Popeye Village. What can our listeners look forward to when traveling to Malta?
Yeah, so I know everyone knows about Malta. And if you didn't, a little quick tidbit. Malta is so close. It is that small little European island country that is right here between Sicily and the North African coast. If you want to try and go out there, it's not even an hour plane ride away. So it is easily probably one of the easiest trips that you can take, especially for your first one. Yep. I like to say go to Rome or go to Malta for your first trip. So maybe consider that. But if you are visiting Malta and you have some days to fill up and you're looking for some activities, maybe consider visiting Popeye's Village. And you may be wondering, did you just say Popeye? Like Popeye the character? So if you don't know who Popeye, that fictional cartoon character, is, it is a spinach-eating seaman that we've all grown to love, and he was created back in 1929. That is crazy. That
is a long time ago.
It is so long ago, and it is still recognized as like a character.
That's crazy, the relevance he's maintained.
Yeah, and so him being so popular is actually probably wild to that cartoonist that created the character, because it wasn't even a main character back then. He was a side character, and I think people grew to love him in the background, and they made it into a full comic strip published in that newspaper in Illinois.
So you mentioned Popeye Village. Why does it get that name in Malta?
So Popeye itself, there was a movie that was created from this film or this comic strip, and they created a live action comedy film, which kind of was an adaptation musical because it was, you know, a comic strip. So they can only do so much. And, you know, this was also in the 80s. But they actually filmed this movie in Malta. And so when I first heard about Popeye Village, I was very confused on why Malta decided to create a Popeye's Village. Unbeknownst to me, that is actually where the movie was filmed, which I think is ironically funny.
Yeah.
But it was filmed there, and so you can actually visit, and it is considered a theme park.
The village itself is a theme park?
The village itself is a theme park, but what? It is not the theme park that you probably just got very excited about.
Oh, man. I was about to, like, check this place out.
There are no roller coasters. It is not an American theme park.
What the hell is a theme park? Anyways.
It is just a set. It is the original movie set. They keep up with it. It's consistently maintained so you can visit. But in reality, it is the movie set itself. You're going to be walking around most of it. And if you go in the summer, it's a swimming area and you can swim. And it is totally family friendly. But it is more of just like you add it to your day. And you explore and you pretend like you're in the movie of Popeye.
Yeah, just the world of Popeye.
Yeah, which another fun, ironically funny, is that they actually have the movie playing throughout the whole park.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
So maybe just like sit in an inner tube in the summer and then just watch the movie and then pretend like you're in the
Popeye
film.
Himself. You know? Yeah. The man. The legend.
Yeah, but if you do and you want to learn some more, if you want to look at more articles for fun, they're always available for free at europe.stripes.com.
All right. Thank you so much. Stay tuned to hear more from Stars and Stripes about travel when we return. All right, Anna, we have talked a lot about great things to do when it comes to traveling, but I'm interested in what you mean by best of Italy when it comes to what Stars and Stripes is looking for.
Yeah, so this is a brand new campaign, and honestly, for me, I'm excited about it. I know that I work for Stars and Stripes, and this is actually my brainchild, but I think that this is such a fun little, let's say, social experiment for everyone locally here. This is a completely brand new free survey for all of you here at Sigonella, and it is literally just your opinions and what you want to vote for. And if you don't see like your favorite thing, you are able to write it in. So I know at least on the women's page here, everyone always asks, what's your favorite stylist? What's your favorite tattoo parlor? Mm. What's your guys' favorite like restaurants to go to? That is a question that's never going to go away. And you're always going to be wondering like, what's the newest place, where we should be going? Who's our favorite repair shop? Because we're in Italy and all of our cars suck.
They do, that is true.
And so I know there's some repair shops that have great towing services, and maybe you prefer one service over another. If you have a strong preference, fill our little survey out and make it known for the public and even for the newcomers, because what we want to do is take all of these little sections and the results that we get and put it into our Welcome to Sigonella guide and make it a QR code, make it super fun and that's available.
Smart. Yeah, so that way when you come in, immediately these are the best spots.
Remember, yeah,
to check
exactly.
Them out. It's super convenient. I wish I had that.
Yeah, see, and like, and the thing is, it's always going to change, and that's why we're going to try to do it annually. This is the first of its kind, of its year.
Oh,
yeah, nice. So I've been pushing for it, and I actually asked my supervisor for the numbers that we already have, and we're actually doing really well for Sigonella.
Really?
Yeah. Shout out to all of you, because we have the most votes in the region currently.
And keep them coming.
And keep them coming, because it's going until December 15th. So if you want to vote for it, look on our Facebook. It's shared every couple of days, and I share it onto Siglist every once in a while as well. But if you want to share your favorites and, you know, show some love to the local businesses, vote. Get your favorites out.
All right. And Anna, before you leave today, I wanted to ask you if you have anything else you would like to let our listeners know.
Yeah, so all of our information is actually always on our community website, and it is completely free. That website is europe.stripes.com. But if you also are a little nerd with news, you can actually sign up for our free newsletters straight to your email. And if that's not your cup of tea, if you're writing on Facebook, just check us out on Facebook and give us a like on Stars and Stripes Europe.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in today, Anna. I do hope you have an amazing day.
Thanks for allowing me to come, and it's been such a blast meeting you today.
You too.